Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
We're going on vacation with our iDevices.
I'm ready. Plus, there's a new thing in town, and it's going to keep your life in order.
And if you ever wondered about your air quality, I'm going to show you how to check it.
It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Oars and Alps. Powerful skincare made for a guy's active lifestyle. Join thousands of men using Oars and Alps today. Go to oarsandalps.com/twit to get 15% off your first order. And by Texture. Access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your smartphone or tablet. Try it free for 14 days at texture.com/twit. And by Tracker. A coin-sized tracking device that pairs with your smartphone and keeps you from losing your most valued possessions. Visit thetracker.com right now and enter the promo code iOS today to save 20% on any Tracker package. Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
Time for iOS Today. Hello, you. So glad you're here today.
Really glad. If you guys weren't here, we would be pretty silly, feel pretty silly if there was no one watching.
Is that a possibility?
Nope.
I would hate that. So I thought, here we are, we're coming up at the end of the May. Memorial Day is just around the corner. I think I'm planning vacation. I bet you're planning vacation. And I bet everybody at home is thinking about vacation. Mm-hmm. So let's do some vacation planning with the help of our iPads.
Let's do it. Even if you don't actually take the vacation, it's fun to just plan one.
I know. Actually, it is. We planned a vacation to Cuba and then just canceled it.
I'll go.
You want to go?
Yeah, sure.
I thought, you know, maybe I'm not going to. I'm going to wait till the political situation stabilizes.
That's smart. Yeah, I probably should too.
Before I go to a communist nation near our borders.
So I don't know how you looked at this topic, but I was thinking about things you want to do before you go on the vacation. I also have some planning apps. But one thing you should do is plan out what you're going to put on your devices. And a lot of the places that you're going to have their own apps. Like when I went to D.C., like all the museums, they each have their own app that you can download before. Some of them have like virtual reality apps that you can check out. So download those. I went on a mini vacation to San Francisco yesterday.
That's a vacation.
And I ran the Beta Breakers.
I saw you in your Mother Cluckers outfit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a real live Snapchat film.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah, you can ask.
Based on your social media feed, it looked like you stopped. How long is the run?
7.3 miles.
It looks like you stopped after the first mile to have a drink.
No, after the first 2.3 miles.
Oh, big difference.
Yes.
You guys went to a bar?
We did. Brass Tacks.
This is a strange race. And if anybody's ever been in San Francisco, it's kind of the quintessential San Francisco race.
It really is. So usually I run the whole way. There's a big group of us usually. But there was a smaller group this year, and they convinced me. So we ran to the bar.
Yeah.
We spent some time in the bar.
Yeah.
If you want to see that, you have to follow me on Facebook.
That's a fun race. Run to the bar. I think we should do that race next time.
Brass Tacks is a lovely place, by the way. And then we ran some more, and we walked some more, and then we ran the last, like, 2 miles, 2 or 3 miles. You might have, if you were following my activity on my Apple Watch.
Did I get a ring for you? I might have.
Well, not today. Yesterday. Yeah. That was yesterday. So, but there's a Beta Breakers app that you download.
I can't look back in time?
Not at me. I don't think you can look back at yourself, but I don't think you can look back. That's a good question.
Maybe like, can I do time? You know that when you do the dial, the time machine, where you go back in time?
No.
Maybe I can see Megan's history.
That would be a good way to stalk someone who you were following an activity.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can.
Megan, I'm going to tap you. I see your current rings, but no, you're right. I can't. I can only see today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see the past.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
The past. And by the way, you need to get off your duff, young lady.
I do. I was doing your job today, my friend.
Well, let me just see. Let me see what my rings.
I'm already a show and a half into this day.
What do you mean doing my job?
I did triangulation this morning.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. It was a great episode. You should download it. You can download it now. Laura Weidman Powers. We're getting off track, though.
How come I can't tap my rings? I have to go to a different app to do that?
To see all your rings?
Yeah.
You go swipe right.
I have to go here.
That's
a lie. That's a big fat lie.
You need to get off your duff,
too. I did a spin class this morning. Oh, but I didn't wear my Apple Watch.
Well, you still have to wear your Apple Watch for now.
Fitbit knows because the spin bike I have
automatically
posts to Fitbit, which I like. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Okay, so we're getting totally off track. Download the apps for the museums. Download the ride-sharing apps.
I'm working out because I'm going to be going on vacation in 3 weeks.
That's
and I'm
going
to be climbing to very, very high heights.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
In Peru?
The Andes.
Oh, that, yeah.
Machu Picchu.
Okay.
And Cusco, which is the ancient Incan capital. And it's up in the cloud forest up there.
Up there? And it's far up there?
Well, so far, when you get there, I remember the last time I was there, you feel very lightheaded because there's very little oxygen, and they give you coca leaf tea.
Mm.
And then you don't feel lightheaded anymore.
Is that like coffee?
No, actually, you know what? It's funny. It's not very psychoactive. It's a very delicious, almost like a green tea because it's made from green leaves. And I didn't feel any. It's the same stuff they make cocaine out of, but cocaine's highly concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you see people all the time. They're chewing the leaves. They're making tea. You can even buy some. But I don't know if I should bring them home.
Mm. We're so off track now, I don't even know if there is a track.
This is my vacation. Okay, I'm talking about my vacation.
All right. How do you plan? What's your favorite vacation
planning app? So there's two different apps that are really good. I've used TripIt for years, and I love TripIt. Google has now Google Trips, and they both do somewhat the same thing. They look through your email. In both cases, it's your Google Mail, but that's what I use. And whenever you get a trip confirmation or any additional information, or if you don't want to use Gmail or let them look at your mail, you can email plans@tripit.com anytime you get a confirmation or any kind of email, and they will automatically build an itinerary. And this is pretty cool. So you see our vacation coming up is in here. It shows the flights. It doesn't show a lot more because you have to get the confirmation. So the expedition that we're going on to the Galapagos and stuff doesn't show up there. But this is the most important thing. These are my flights to and from. It also is shareable, which is nice. So I've shared this with my mom because she always likes to know where I am. And with my wife, Lisa wants to kind of be a co-planner. So I gave her planner permissions and viewer permissions, and then I should add the other travelers to that. But this is great because TripIt does a lot of additional things. Once it knows your flights, for instance, it will let you know if there's a better deal. I often get notifications, hey, you know, you should go apply to the airline because I found a lower price. It will keep track of all the people, where you got it, your confirmation numbers. And this is, by the way, not just on my iPad. This is also on my iPhone. So it's a really handy way to kind of have all of that information at your fingertips. They have a seat tracker, which helps you look at the seats on the flights you're on and find a better seat. Flight status alerts, which you can get as a text message or an email. Reminders to check in 24 hours in most cases before I go on a flight. I'm allowed to check in online. And it's really helpful for me, especially when I fly Southwest where you don't get an assigned seat. So the sooner you check in, the better. It's really helpful for me. And then the flight refund monitoring. Now, those are pro features, but TripIt's not, I don't remember how much it is, but it's not very expensive. So I find it well worth paying for the pro thing. Here's Lounge Buddy, which gives you a credit to check in the airport loungers, and it will track your mileage points. So I guess I have to re-log into United. They changed their mileage plan before. But it'll keep track of all that stuff. This is TripIt Pro, but you can use it for free without using the full TripIt.
It's pretty good. I use the I have the free version, and it also, my sister's coming this summer, and you know, she sent me her itinerary, and it just automatically,
I love the
added
sharing
that too.
Isn't that great? Look at that.
Yeah.
So that's really useful.
And you can add, like, you can add your tours and stuff. You just click add plans, and then you can add like a if you're taking a cruise in Machu Picchu or
If I would spend some time after the fact, I usually do this ahead of time. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Well, if you're going on a tour, we might as well tell everyone where you're going exactly, so that if they want to follow you, that's what
Please
you want.
Please don't
right?
follow me.
Okay.
You're
not even going to tell. He's not even telling us where he's going.
No, TBH. Well, it's pretty obvious. I've already kind of given that away.
But all the specific tours.
We're flying to Lima, Peru, and then Lima, of course, is the big city, and it's down. It's not quite sea level, but I think it's pretty close to sea level. And then we have to get up really early in the morning I'm going to stay in Lima like a day or two to acclimate and then go up really early in the morning because the air is so thin in Cusco that they can't fly in midday. They have to fly before the sun comes up. So we were leaving very early in the morning, flying to Cusco. That's not a very long flight, but it's a little puddle jumper. And then Cusco, which is the old Incan capital, that I can't remember. I think what is the altitude of Cusco? I think it's 11,000 feet. It's very high. And then we take a train down the beautiful Urubamba River into the Amazon Valley and the ancient city called Machu Picchu. It's a 500-year-old Incan city. They're not sure of its origins. It was discovered in 1911 by Hiram Bingham, and he thought it was where the Incas had fled when the Spaniards came. There's a lost city of the Incas, but I think that the latest research says it was just a villa for a rich Incan. The Incas were quite wealthy. It's beautiful. So we're 11,152 feet. Fortunately, Machu Picchu is a little lower. We go down, and then we'll take a train back, fly back, and then we're going to Ecuador in the Galapagos Islands, where Charles Darwin sailed in 1832, I think it was. He was observing all the animals there and came up with his theory of evolution and wrote the book Origin of Species because of the observations he made on Galapagos. And it's still a preserve. So all the animals, they're not afraid of you. They walk up to you and they bite you and things like that.
Giant turtles.
They're famous because Galapagos means turtle.
Yeah.
They're famous for their giant turtles, but there's the only place in the world where iguanas swim. There's sea iguanas. They go down and they eat the algae on the rocks. There's snakes. There's birds. Darwin's famous for the finches, although he didn't really write about the finches very much, but there's a lot of finches. What's interesting about so it's a volcanic. I don't know why I'm giving you this travelogue. Are you interested? It's a volcano. Too bad. It's a volcanic island chain, and because of the movement of the plates, the volcano erupts, makes an island, and the island slowly moves off, and another one. So there's a chain of islands like this, and then successively younger as you head west. And then what's interesting, or I guess it's east as you head east. And then what's interesting is that, for instance, the turtles, each island has a different species of giant tortoise. Each island has a different species because they evolved for different niches over time. So it's a fascinating. Yeah, there it is off the coast of Ecuador.
I thought Tortuga was turtle.
Yeah, maybe they have more than one name on it. They also called this the Enchanted Isles, Islas Encantadas, but it's the Galapagos now.
It is a
national park. It's a preserve. And a lot of science goes on there. And it's, it's a little, as you can see, it's not a paradise, except if you're an iguana or a tortoise.
Well, I'm really excited to go on this trip with Lisa if you make her too mad in between.
That could happen at any moment. You just drop of a hat. Just be ready. Get your bags together. But that's one of the reasons I wanted to do vacation planning, because I feel like this is an expedition. And we have to plan and get the right equipment. One of the things we also wanted to learn about was the vaccinations we might need. Mm. And I'm really pleased because the Center for Disease Control in the United States has a travel app that you tell it. I hope I have it on here. I have it on my iPad at home. You tell it where you're going. And the CDC actually has a ton of them. But look for their CDC travel app. You tell it where you're going, the dates of your travel. Maybe it's iPhone only. Let's see. And, there it is. It's called TravWell. And then it will say, well, based on both where you're going and the dates you're going, let me turn it sideways. Here's the vaccinations we recommend. Then you bring that to your doctor because it turns out the doctor has no clue. Actually, your doctor, if he's a good doctor or she's a good doctor, will look at this. So you can say, we're going to leave June 5th. And so that's important because the diseases or the issues may change over time, right? And we're going to come back on, actually, I got the wrong dates, but it doesn't really matter. Let's say August 6th, just for purposes of. So this is a new trip. And then you tell it, let's add a destination. You have to tell it by country. So we're just going to go to Peru. And we're going to add another destination. And we're going to go Ecuador. Very beautiful country, which I've misspelled. And then, okay, that's my trip. Okay, we got it all in here. Create trip. And then it will tell you, okay, you can create a to-do list, a packing list, all based on your location. This is really helpful. And then this is the thing that I was most interested in, is what vaccinations do I need? So, for instance, hepatitis B, CDC, or A, rather, recommends this because you can get it through food or water wherever you're staying. So they recommend that. B, if you're going to be using needles, which I'm not. Rabies, if you think you're going to run into, like, go caving or run into bats. Typhoid, they do recommend for most travelers. And yellow fever is one of the recommendations as well. So this tells you what you need, and you can bring this to your doctor because it's the Center for Disease Control. You know, it's a, you know, the big place that does all this. You can keep track of all that. So you can add it to your to-do list. You can get a packing list, medicine to prevent malaria, a suture syringe kit, altitude sickness medicine. They, you know what? They say bring Pepto-Bismol.
Smart.
Yeah, Pepto-Bismol. So anyway, all of the stuff that you might need, an EpiPen if you use one, glasses, don't forget. If you're diabetic, as I am, you might want to bring your kit, things like that. So this is kind of helpful. This is from the CDC. It's free. It's called TravWell, for traveling well. Before you go somewhere, like, you know, if you're going to Europe, even if you're going to Europe, you should probably do this. There's issues. Measles, for instance. People aren't getting, making sure their measles are up to date. You need to make sure your measles is up to date, mm-hmm. your MMR.
Okay.
What
so
do you got?
You've got your vaccines.
I'm ready.
You've planned all your tours.
Yep,
you got
my
flights.
Syringes, my sutures,
have you
my
prepared
scalpels.
All your downloads of movies?
I haven't, and I'm okay. getting a new computer just for this trip, and I'm trying to figure what should I watch.
Oh, that's
I got a lot of plane time.
Okay, well, if you're not bringing an iPad?
Well, I guess I will bring an iPad. I don't know, which is better, a computer or an iPad?
Well, for now, it appears that you can bring them both on the plane.
For now. Who knows what the future holds.
But if you have an iPad and you're going on a trip,
yeah, help
or
me.
You're going anywhere.
Maybe I'll bring the iPad.
You
then.
Don't have
yeah.
access to the internet while you want to watch something. You yeah. want to download stuff before.
Yeah.
So this came out a while, but I'm just reminding you
By
that
the way,
Netflix.
The CDC, Scooter X reminds me, also has a Can I Eat This app.
Oh.
Which you should use.
Like anytime or whether when you're traveling.
Mostly for when you're traveling. Okay. But that's very, you know what? That's a really good question. Can I eat this?
Mm.
All right. Sorry. Thank you, Scooter X, for reminding me about that.
So Netflix doesn't make it easy for you to find the shows that are available.
I haven't seen the new season. Can
you
I
can,
get that?
You can get that. So you go to available for download.
Mostly it is, I thought, Netflix originals. But look, I see there's other stuff,
so you
too.
So you can.
Do I have to be online to play it back?
You do not. So that's the thing. If you're on, you have to be online to download it, but
okay.
you do not have
once
to be
it's
online.
On your thing, if you're not online, because
right.
I won't have internet.
No,
access.
So you have to just press there, and then each Netflix show has a different time limit. It's from the time you start watching it, but some are 24 hours, some are 48 hours, some, I think 24 hours is the least. So yeah, you can download that, but not everything is available for download. Let's see if I want to look at a TV show. Yeah, it is a lot of Netflix originals, but it's not all Netflix originals. So 30 Rock, is that available?
Oh.
Yep.
It is.
So.
Oh, man, that's a lot. You could get all,
that.
What was it, 8 seasons? You can all of, that'd keep you busy. That would be kind of fun.
Seasons.
7 seasons.
And then once you've downloaded them all, you say my downloads, and there they are. All the things
okay.
I've downloaded.
Do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off your Wi-Fi and see if you can watch this.
See if I can watch it. Okay.
Yeah. This is an important check.
Okay.
Because they may still have, you know, this requirement. Just go in airplane mode. Just go in airplane mode.
Okay. I'll go in airplane mode.
Up right at the top there. Run into you. I'm in airplane. Now's the test. And where do they show up? In the Netflix app?
In my downloads.
Okay.
So here's...
Let's watch something. Let's watch. Can you watch it in airplane mode? Bless you, Megan Maroney.
Magic,
you are my hero.
Magic Tina Fey without
this was actually
access.
On my to-do list is to see if I could, because sometimes, you know, they say, yeah, you can download it, but you're going to have to check to make sure you have the rights to play it back before you can play it back.
Oh, yeah. I've done
so
this many times.
This is great. This
you can do it
great.
On Amazon, too.
You better turn your Wi-Fi
oh,
back
oh,
on.
Thank you.
Nothing's
going
to work.
This isn't working. What's
Nothing's
going on?
Gonna work. So you can do it on, I have a lot of Amazon movies, too. I can do those.
Yeah. So not, of them. Let's see what you can do. Amazon Prime. They have videos. Prime. video.
That's something I better download.
You better download. And then, you know, it takes some time, especially down Amazon.
Do it while you're at home on a high-speed connection.
Yeah, start now. Start now. So if I wanted to watch Iron Man, I could watch it right now, or I could just download it.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you're a Prime subscriber, so there's certain movies, that little banner in the upper left-hand corner there says free with Prime. So there's certain movies, and those movies you can download too. Oh, I am ready for, I'm going to be watching movies on the airplane.
Put some on your iPad, put some on your phone.
I was thinking my computer, but you're right.
You can't put it on your computer. You can't download it on your computer.
What am I, crazy? What am I nuts? Put it on the iPad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you could buy things and put them on your computer.
I always do load up music. I always do. Now, if you're on a Spotify or some other streaming account, they do have the ability, but you have to look and find it to download the music for future playback.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it'll work, but not always. Eventually, you know, you have to, I think it, maybe once a month it might check to make sure that you own those.
Right.
But that's a good thing to do. Right before you get on the plane, make sure you can play all that music.
Mm-hmm.
Go into airplane mode. That's awesome.
We usually prepare 3 days ahead of time downloading.
Kids, and they need to be entertained. Otherwise, they'll just tear the car apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or the plane or whatever it is.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
So do you want to take a look at Google Trips? Do you have that?
Actually, I think I don't have it on this phone.
I have it.
Do you have it? Go ahead.
I have it.
I have it on my Android phone. But
Google
there it is,
Trips.
Google Trips. I play with it, and because I have a TripIt Pro subscription, I was less motivated. One of the weird things it does is it knows you're in Petaluma, so it's going to suggest all this stuff to do in Petaluma.
Well, I actually was looking at Santa Cruz, so
it did notice that.
And it showed me past trips, too. Look at that.
Nice. And these are recommendations for things to do. So that is very different than TripIt. TripIt's only plans you've already made. This is ideas for things you might want to plan.
I'm not going May 21st or 28th. I don't know where it got that. But, yeah, so I could make reservations, but I guess I can't I could try to get hotel reservations. Will it? Oh, it'll just let me send my hotel. It doesn't help me find them. It's just, but if those reservations were in my email, then I would definitely have them. So let's look at this. Sure. Yes, please. Send me email. So let's see when I went to Chicago.
I do have it on here. Funny is that?
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. Take a look at, because you probably have some trips in there.
I do have some trips. Look, it knows where I'm going. So this was a trip. This is Guayaquil is the city in Ecuador that you go to fly to the Galapagos. So it does know this. It knows we're going in the fall to France. We were in Brussels. So this is pretty cool. We were just in Mountain View for Google I.O. So things to do, food and drink, saved places. And notice this switch, which is important, download. So this is for, again, for offline use. And I probably should do this right now as long as we're here, is download this information about the places we're going to be so that they'll be right on the phone whether we have internet access or not. That's cool. Let's do this
one. Does TripIt let you download them?
Well, TripIt doesn't give you all this kind of information, you know. It's, it even has my reservations in here. So this is very much like TripIt in that regard.
FYI, Iron Man just finished downloading. So I guess we have pretty fast.
We have very
fast internet access.
So, local specialties. Look at this. Lima's best known dish is ceviche.
Ooh. I love ceviche.
Served with toasted corn and sweet potato. But you can try at a ceviche-ria. Now, that you might want to put into your CDC. Can I eat this? Dining out. This is mostly just kind of basic information, but then you can get the top spots for high-end dining. This is going to be really useful. This is great. You're right. This is complimentary to TripIt. TripIt's got my reservations. This has things to do once I get there, as well as the reservations. So thank you for reminding me to get this. That's very nice. And then, all your past trips are there. Look at that.
Now, what if you don't have a trip planned? You want to plan a trip and you have no inspiration?
You know what? I'm trying to think what to do next year.
Okay. Well,
how can I do that?
This is not an app. It's a website called DestiGoGo. DestiGoGo. So I have it here.
I used to date somebody named Dusty GoGo. Is that the same?
I don't think so. So we're traveling from Petaluma. How long is your trip going to be next year? 8 days? 10 days? 14 days?
I like to go for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 14 days?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your budget per person?
Oh, golly. Just how high can I go?
Let's just go. Let's
go
just
to
say,
the top.
Let's see.
Because that, you know, you got to include airfare. You got to include the hotels, meals.
That's a cheap. That's, I'm surprised
that's
they don't.
That's as high as you can go. Yeah.
For now, right. Per person.
Okay.
Do you want sun, city, adventure, snow, or road trip?
You know what? I want to do a road trip.
Awesome. You're going to get to go some
I want to
fancy
do a road
places.
Trip. We're thinking we should do, you know, bring Michael. He's 14. He should see the Grand Canyon. He should see, you took your kids to the Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things I think we should do. All right, let's search.
So,
yes,
you
I'm
can,
excited.
We don't need to do any more specific things. Include no limit travel distance. Include accommodation. We don't want to exclude anything.
No, I want to know every possibility.
Ooh,
Richmond,
Canada.
Never thought of that.
Lake Tahoe, Snowbird,
yeah.
Zion.
Oh, Zion.
This is a nice website, don't you think?
Oh, this is great.
Kamloops?
I mean, I'm not going to go to... I like Kamloops, actually.
You
it's
do?
In British Columbia. Seattle, actually, we're thinking of going up there and checking the place out.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's go. It's $1,485 per person. You must be staying at some
staying
good
at some
places.
Ritzy places. Well, remember, that's $100 a day. That's not awful.
Accommodations. Ooh,
that's
the Silver Cloud Hotel in Seattle.
Go. Just $19 a night. That's nice.
I think that's $1,937. Well, the Courtyard Seattle downtown, $1,003.
But that's for the whole 2 weeks, I hope.
Oh, right. 2 weeks. You're going
Jeez.
2 weeks. I forgot.
We probably wouldn't go to Seattle for 2 weeks.
But, yeah.
But anyway, so, that's cool. Ideas for Desti Go-Go.
Mm-hmm. Desti Go-Go. Look like that looks Desti, like. Yeah, I don't
Desti
know.
Desti Go-Go.
Desti Go-Go.
Go-Go-Go-Bo-Bo.
Look at that little. It looks like it might be a little Airbnb.
Puget
so they have Navy. Deals with Booking.com.
Nice. Look at that.
You can stay in someone's apartment.
Yeah. Or I like Airbnb.
You can rent that apartment.
You can get some great places.
This is Booking.com.
Okay.
So they have deals
Same
with
idea,
them.
Yeah, I presume, yeah.
That looks nice.
That's right in town, too. Look at that.
Desti Go-Go. I like it. If you don't know where you want to go.
Suggestions
mm-hmm.
for ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Places you might want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is passé.
Okay.
But one of the things I still like to do is use Foursquare and check in when I go places. Because then I can go back in time. You could take a picture. You can leave a tip. Try the beignets, stay away from the ceviche, that kind of thing. And I really like that. Unfortunately, it's updating right now. Let me see if I can get it to retry Foursquare. There it is. Almost done. Yes, there it is. So Foursquare has split into two pieces. Foursquare itself is now a recommendation engine taking information that users have put in there through Swarm, which is their check-in application. So I will be swarming as we travel when I get somewhere. Lisa and I both do this. I can see it says it knows where I am, although I could search nearby locations, but I am, in fact, at the Twist Studios. You can put a little icon. They've got some choices of icons. Weird choices. I don't know, you know, it's not complete, but it's fun. You can add, so I'm just going to do a hang loose bra. And I'm going to do iOS today. And then I can add you because you're here with me. So I'm just going to go to add and I'll pick a friend, Megan. You're apparently not a friend.
I'm not on Foursquare.
So I'll check in somebody else. Chris Messina. We'll pretend he's here.
Pretend he's me.
Actually, Lisa, you know who is here? Lisa's here. Lisa counts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to select a friend and then... poor Chris is going to wonder why I'm checking him in. And then check in. Okay. And then they gamify it a little bit. Look, Lisa's the mayor. I've checked in here 40 times. I'm hanging out with Lisa. I created this venue a year ago. Now 41 people have checked in. There's a lot going on. Check into more places to earn more coins. So I get a few coins. Look, YouTube TV. I can, it's a little ad, I guess, because I'm at a streaming studio. But okay, get ready for this. And I've mentioned this before, so I'm sorry if you heard this story. I used this the last time I was at Machu Picchu 5 years ago, and I became the mayor. If you're the person who checks in the most over a period of time, you can become the mayor. And I was the mayor of Machu Picchu for like 2 months. Then somebody came along and stole my mayorship. So the truth is, this whole trip, it's so I can go back and become the mayor of Machu Picchu once again.
Grudges.
But
they take you on some nice vacations.
So So I know people think you're giving away privacy. You're telling people where you are. You control who sees who where you are. I do it for myself, for memories. You get a map of all the places you've been. You get pictures. And then you get reminders when you go back to a place. Oh, you and Lisa were here 3 years ago. It's kind of, I like it. It's kind of fun. It's checking in to the locations you go to. It's called Swarm and it's free.
I got one more.
Okay.
Do you ever use Sky Scanner?
I do.
Sky Scanner.
I do.
That's a good place for looking
Sky
for
Scanner.
Hotels,
yeah.
Flights. So I need a hotel in Santa Cruz because we're going there for a soccer tournament. Santa Cruz, California. We're going June 4th. Done. Checkout date June 3rd to checkout date June 4th. And done. And then it'll show me all the... It's a pretty simple...
There's a lot of these now, right?
There are a lot, like Hotel Tonight.
But you like this one.
I do like this one. And it's one that I don't think we'd talked about on the show before. Yeah. So it's
Sky Scan. One more. Can I do one more?
Yeah, you're allowed to do one more.
Just one more.
That's it.
So one of the things, I don't know about you, but when I'm flying... I look out the window, I go, what's that? Where was that? Where am I? What is going on? Sometimes in the airline, they have the map, but I want to know more. And Johnny Jett told me about this great application. It's called Flyover Country, and it actually is a geoscience app that comes from the University of Minnesota and the National Science Foundation. It's a mobile app for geoscience. So it does take a little working with because, as you know, in most cases, you don't have internet access and they want you to turn your phone off. But one thing you can leave on because it's a passive radio is your GPS. So if you know where you're going before you go, what you can do is say, hey, look, in fact, I'll do that right now. You can add a trip and say, I'm going to be going. Let's see. We're starting right here and I'm going to add this is going to be the trip we're going to go to Miami. I'm going to add that. And it will save the maps in this area between these two places. And then as you fly, you say whether you want satellite, you want terrain, you want places of interest, absolutely. You see your speed, your altitude. You can zoom in as you're flying. The map is stored, so you don't need internet access. And even better, you get geological information. So I can see I'm flying over Pueblo, Colorado. You get a map of that. But you will also get interesting geologic information. So if you're curious as you're flying, this is a good one to do with kids, and you can say, oh, look, you know, there's the continental shift, the continental divide. We're flying over that right now. Or you see that? That's schist down there. That's just a lot of schist down there. And so, look, my dad was a geologist. It's just part of my life. So I really like this app. It's called Flyover Country. It saves everything before you go. So that's the only thing you have to remember is to add these places. Maybe I'm doing this wrong. I forgot how to add places. I haven't used it in a while. So that's another piece of advice. Get your stuff out before you. There we go. Okay. You do the beginning and the end. And you can make it a bigger swath or not. And it will save all that information to your phone. And again, you can turn everything off, leave the location information on. That's okay. The pilots don't mind that. And you will know then where you are and what you're flying over. This is kind of fun. I love the name too. Flyover Country. So I'm going to load that path. So that is now in my phone. And all of the information. There are field guides along your path. So you see all the little field guides. Pinnacle. I'll be flying over the Ozark Southern Stone Quarry. Roaring River, Missouri, Table Rock Lake. And if you're interested particularly in geology, because, see, there's the geologic map. It's kind of fun to see what you're going over. I mean, I think it's a great way to learn. Do this with the kids. Free. From the University of Minnesota. Flyover Country. There it is. Mobile app for geoscience.
The gem doctor says that some schist is nice.
Much of the schist is very nice.
Is that how you pronounce that word?
S-C-H-G-N-E-I-S-S.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it is. Some Schist is G-N-E-I-S-S. Nice.
Okay, so you're going on adventures.
That's a geology joke. You don't hear those a lot on the network.
iOS and geology. You're going on vacation. Yeah. You're going on adventures. You're climbing. You're swimming. You're doing all kinds of things. Are you taking care of your face?
I love this.
Are you taking care of your skin?
This is a new sponsor. I really want to plug this for every guy. And, you know, dads and grads, Father's Day is coming up. Graduation. I just was at one. You were looking for a gift for your guy. Or you're a guy looking for a gift for yourself. You want to treat yourself nice.
Or you're a guy looking for a gift for your guy.
Or a guy. Right. Exactly. Let's talk about your skin. Okay. Guys, don't talk about this stuff.
I know.
As
you
get older,
you need to.
You do start paying attention. And I've noticed that this is Oars and Alps, and I love this. A couple of entrepreneurs started this, and they decided, Laura and Mia, to create some products for their husbands and the men out there to solve the problems men have with skin care. And I have been using this for a couple of months now, and I'm loving Oars and Alps. Perfect for on the go, for gym, for work, for travel, for your next adventure. I'm going to show you the Power Cleansing Face Stick. Now, you know, my wife's always said, don't use soap. Women don't use soap. They know it dries your skin out, right? Mm-hmm. So they use face cleaner. This is the Power Cleaning Face Stick. First of all, one of the things I like about it, and I'm very environmentally conscious. You don't want to use microbeads, right, anymore, because that's bad for the environment. This uses charcoal, which has the same kind of, effect. Actually, it's wonderful for your skin, and it's not bad for the environment. It's just charcoal. Now, watch this. They got together with great chemists to create this for their husbands in their outdoor conditions. But give me the full shot, because I want to show you what you do with this. And this, okay, so Marco will like this part. When you put it on, it goes on like this.
Like you think it's like a football. You're
like a football player. See?
Oh, that's awesome. that's great.
Smells great.
I have smelled it. I love it. I use charcoal on my face as well.
You actually wash your face without washing your face. Isn't that nice?
I wish you could smell it.
It smells so good.
Smell-o-vision.
Okay, and then you wash your face like this without water, and then you can rinse it off. It's great for the gym. Psychologically doing that, it's kind of fun.
It's like the easiest possible thing you can do, because that's what you men are going to do. You're going to take the easy way out.
And it's hydrating. It's anti-aging. They also have now this is a little harder to convince your husband, but you really want your husband to do this. They have a skin cream. Now, I know the gals, they'll put something for they have different creams for their eyes, for their face. This is all in one. It's a face moisturizer and an eye cream. Put a little under. Guys, if you don't do it, you're going to get this, bags under your eyes. You don't want that, okay? Trust me. It also smells great. Your skin feels great. It feels very moisturized. I do this every night before I go to bed, but a lot of people do it in the morning and the night, and then they have the best deodorant I've ever used. Now, it's a deodorant, not an antiperspirant. You may still want to use an antiperspirant if you don't want to, you know, get wet. But truthfully, I don't use antiperspirants anymore because it's bad for you. They all have aluminum, which is bad for you. They block up your pores. This isn't that. This keeps you from smelling, but it lets you still sweat. It's good for you. Again, it smells so good. I just love it. Yeah. It's the same, I think. It's Oars and Alps. They're complimentary scents. Let's put it that way.
It is really. It's a nice scent.
It's fresh. Mm-hmm. You won't be embarrassed to wear it. I know. Well, Lisa's very sensitive to scents. So she doesn't want me to wear scents. You know, she loves this. This does not bother her at all.
No alcohol, too, which is good.
No alcohol, no aluminum. Face. This stuff is good for you. If you're an outdoors guy, if you're a rower, if you're a hiker, or even if you're not, your skincare should keep up with your on-the-go lifestyle. Oars and Alps. And we got a deal. Of course, we wouldn't do this without a deal. You go to oarsandalps.com, oars like rowing, and alps like the mountains.com. /twit, and we're going to get you 15% off your first order. This would be a great gift for the guy in your life. I got the Skincare Essentials, which you get all three of those products, and it's a great deal. They've made it very affordable. I really like what they're doing. They're really trying to make something. By the way, all of these TSA-sized, speaking of travel, so they're all fine to take on the plane with you. You're going to get about 3 months out of each. I've had this stick for, about 3 or 4 months. Not even close to using it up. I love it. So it lasts a long time. Spill proof. The activated charcoal gently exfoliates and pulls impurities. You use it too? I didn't know
charcoal,
that.
Charcoal,
yeah. I far prefer it. Mm-hmm. I have charcoal soap now. Mm-hmm. I far prefer it. I really mm-hmm. like it. So, 15% off. Oars, O-A-R-S, and Alps, ALPS.com/twit. I smell good, and I feel good, and I love my Oars and Alps. I use it every day. Doesn't it? I feel like I'm out on the ocean.
It does smell really good. Google Assistant.
It's here.
It's here on the iPhone. We knew it was coming.
I thought, and I was wrong, and I apologize. I thought it would be part of the Google app, but it's a standalone app, just thus the Assistant.
Mm-hmm. And have you been using it on your iDevices?
Well, I've used it. I have a Google Home. I have a Google, an Android phone. I use it everywhere. For a while, I tried to use Allo. Nobody would message with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very familiar with it. I think it's better than Siri. What do you think?
I think it is better than Siri in most things. But I like just being able to press the button. Siri, read my messages.
Yeah, that's your home button
you
on your phone.
Messages.
Yeah, that's because nobody likes you.
But so I did some tests. Shall we do a little test?
Yeah.
I've got it here on the iPad.
Good. Oh, that's good.
And
that's
so
the best
one.
Yeah, there are different skill sets.
Yes. Yeah, so find pictures of my daughter.
This is Google Assistant now.
Mm-hmm.
And it did.
Yes, there she is.
But that's because you use Google Photos.
Google Photos. But and it knows that it got one wrong. That's me when I was little, not my daughter. But
it found what artificial
intelligence thinks looks like a mother-daughter situation there. So it's my mom and me. So then,
or maybe you just look a lot like Annabella. Did you ever think of that?
Find pictures of my daughter.
And this would be using Apple Photos.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, that's not true.
But it showed something.
Well, no, it showed. I mean, there are lots of pictures of my daughter.
Yeah.
There she is. I have basically only pictures of her.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know why. And you know what? I tried earlier and it found one picture. Let's try that again with Siri. Find pictures of my daughter.
What? No, it says no photos or videos.
Yeah, so...
But there's plenty.
That's one point Google
Now, have
Assistant.
You in Google in Apple Photos, have you labeled your daughter? And
no, neither have I done that in Google Photos.
You haven't?
No, it just uses artificial intelligence to see, like I said, like
the
mother-daughter
situation.
Apple
doesn't want to invade your life.
Okay, so let's try...
Oh, you didn't say Annabella, you said your daughter.
Yes. I could try it. Let's try it with...
That's interesting.
Find pictures of Annabella.
I bet you it'll do better with that.
No, it found pictures of famous Annabellas.
Sometimes I just want to throw Siri across the room.
Yeah, that's not my daughter. But so, okay, let's try Assistant. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Okay, get back, Assistant. Let's see,
the problem is, unfortunately, you have to launch this app before you can use it.
Yeah, you do. Find me some tech news.
Oh, I like that. NPR. Dopey.
Let's try Siri.
There's a show called Tech News Today.
Find me some tech news. This is Siri. Oops.
Can you tilt it a little bit? You're off the screen.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, so it did a search.
Let's see.
Okay.
Find me some tech news. So you could see that is like torque news. Why would I want that? Where, I mean, yes,
torque
I'd rather
news.
Have it play tech news today, but having it just all I would have to do in Google Assistant is just press the, okay, come back. All I have to do is just press that and it
and
starts
you're listening.
Playing. It's
yeah.
probably already playing.
Yeah.
This is the assistant also. Let's say you're traveling. How do you say, where's the bathroom in Spanish?
Love this. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Can you not hear my sound? Because she would be saying it.
She says it out loud, huh?
She does say, oh, let me try with this then.
How about we try this Siri command? Okay. I wonder if this would work. Open Google Assistant.
I don't see an app called Google Assistant.
Yeah, I bet you don't, says Siri. I don't see an app. I never saw that. What, Google Assistant? You mean this one? Now, I have to say, that may be related to the fact that if you search Google Assistant in the App Store, it's way, 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 way down.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Let me try just saying Assistant. Open Assistant. There you go.
Mm.
So now we know how to quickly... So one thing you could do is say Open Assistant and then But then you have to tap this. So.
Or you could, if you're driving, just open Assistant.
Right.
So, if you ask, how to say something in another language to Google Assistant, Google Assistant will say it out loud. I don't know what my sound must be.
Should I try it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How do you say, where are the bathrooms in Spanish? Oh, and she even has a beautiful accent. Let's play that again. Oh, that was beautiful. That's exciting. How do you say, where can I find some berets in French?
Checking my sources.
That's Siri. Let's try it with Assistant. How do you say, is the elephant from the circus in French? I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's better, but I do like that tip. Open Assistant.
That's cool. So you could say Open Assistant. You have to install it first, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then you Assistant won't be listening. You have to somehow get it into listening mode. Can you say if you're running Assistant? Can you say, okay, don't listen. Hey Google. No, it doesn't have the voice activation.
Yeah. No, they'll never give that.
Okay, Google.
Did it open up?
Something happened. Yeah, it did open up.
I'm going to try mine. Okay, Google.
My apologies. I don't understand. You have to be in the app, though. So here's my workflow.
Here's your trick. Your workflow. Got it.
Open Assistant. Okay, Google, tell me where my underwear is. Okay, Google, tell me where my underwear is.
She told me.
This is the top result.
She told me where your underwear was. You guys Seven email me at negativetwit.tv and I'll tell you where it is.
Your underwear fits wrong and you shouldn't be wearing it.
That's what I got, too.
So that's a good workflow, is you can press the home button. Press the home button on your iPhone. Say open Assistant. And then say, okay, you know who, in a loud voice. And she or he, I guess. Is it a he? It's a she.
Mine's a she.
That's one thing I do like about Siri is you can change the nationality and the voice. I use a male voice. You can't do that with Google. It'd be nice if you could change the voice. Although her voice is perfectly pleasant. It's probably the same person that does Siri, frankly.
So this is offering me to play some music. Where's that music coming from, do you think?
Well,
play some music or play some jazz.
Play some jazz.
Tap on the screen to choose the app you'd like to use.
Oh, it gives me Apple Music. Look at that.
Yeah, or YouTube.
All right.
So that's nice, because usually, if you want to play music, you have to go through Apple Music.
So you do have an option. I wonder if I say, listen to Roger Waters.
Tap on the screen to choose.
Yeah, even though I have other music apps, I have a whole bunch of music apps, it still only gives me YouTube and Apple Music as my choice. But YouTube's not a bad choice. And then look at that. It's playing some Roger Waters music. That's pretty cool.
So that's a good tip.
I like Google Assistant. I've used Google Assistant. I think, when you talk about Amazon Echo, Microsoft's Cortana, Apple Siri, and Google Assistant, each has strengths and weaknesses. You know, half the time, for instance, I like to use the Amazon Echo to read to me from Audible, right? But that's the only one that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, if you just kind of, all other things being equal, I think Google Assistant is the most advanced because, frankly, Google's been working on this for a long time. They have if you use all these Google products, they have a lot of information about you, and they're not afraid to use it. Apple's a little bit more privacy focused. So I think Google has the lead on this one. I'm glad to see Google Assistant is available now.
So what happens if you ask Siri to open Audible and play your audiobook? Will she do it? I feel like I've done that before.
Listen to my book on Audible.
Unlock your iPhone.
Yeah. I don't know how it got locked. Oh, Lisa changed my iPhone combination. that really was a problem for like a long time. I thought, I can't, what? It doesn't. And just then I realized, oh yeah, Lisa changed it. Listen to my book on Audible. Oh, it thinks I'm finished. That's why.
Tapping into the sap of a range of species from the white mangrove to Skilesia.
Is that Darwin?
That was nice.
You never done that before?
No, I didn't know you could do that. I my default is, oh, Siri can't do that.
Yeah.
That really is my default. I should try more things.
She should have been.
So I could say, listen to my book on Audible, the play the most recent book. That's nice.
Whether or not she'll keep up with, that's what I love about my Amazon Echo. Like if I'm listening to it on my iPhone and then I start listening to it on my Echo, she knows where I am at all times.
Yes.
What's crazy is that now my boys are listening to a different audiobook on
your account.
And I'm listening to a different one. So, but we can all listen to them.
Yeah, you just tell it what book
which
you want to hear.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
I know.
I think.
That's why I have an Echo in every room mostly. It's for that.
Speaking of the Echo, the Amazon Look companion app is out for some reason, even though the Amazon Look. I know. I don't know why the app is out, but it's available and you can't really do much with it, actually. I tried.
Oh, you can't use your iPhone camera in the same way you use the Look camera?
Well, no, I signed in with Amazon. Let's see. I already signed in. No, I don't want to sign in. Let's see if I've signed in here. I know I took a look at it. It was really just telling you how to set up your Amazon Look. So Echo Look, I already signed in. I don't know why it's going to make me sign in again. Hold on.
Effin Dunn says you can change the default music player in Google Assistant. We were offered two, and you can obviously change it after the fact. But can you make it more than just YouTube and Apple Music? For instance, could you make it Spotify? Or in my case, I use Google's own music, Google Play Music. Could I make a Google Play Music, Effin Dunn? I should probably play with that and see. That'd be interesting.
I'm having my two-factor authentication on my Amazon account. Everyone turn it on.
Oh, aren't you lucky? Yeah, do turn that on. You'll be glad you did. Where are the settings in this? Ah, here we go. So, personal info, living room. Here's my devices. Music. Okay, let's see what choices I'm given.
It's really just telling me how to set up my Echo.
Yeah,
look
it's
that
getting
I
you ready.
Order.
Ah, I can choose Google Play Music as my default. The assistant will use your default music provider when asked to play music. You can still play music using all other linked providers when specified. So I have linked Google Play Music and YouTube Music, but I should also link Spotify and Pandora, and then I could specify it. That's nice. That is a nice feature.
So the Amazon Look app won't do anything for me.
Well, someday we're going to get the Amazon Look. I asked for an invitation.
You asked for an invitation.
So I should probably be checking to see if I get invited.
I asked for an invitation too. I haven't heard anything.
Nothing?
Nothing yet. And, I mean, maybe they just think I'm already too stylish.
I think they look at your dotted outfit and they say, we can't help her. but who am I to talk? What am I wearing? This is like some sort of a modern laser cut fabric that I'm trying out different tropical wear.
Oh, I like it. It looks nice, but thin and light.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it has zippered pockets.
Is the tag still on there?
Yeah, this is from one of our sponsors.
Oh.
It's the aviator jacket, but I can't remember the name of the sponsor. So I'm always looking for zippered pockets because I don't want to pickpocket to get my passport.
That's a good idea.
I'm looking for lightweight because there are some limitations. You know, that plane flying up into the mountains, you can only bring 17 pounds with you. One bag with 17 pounds. So I have to be cognizant. And then I also got some, because I wanted to look like a horse's ass. I got a pith helmet and I got some lightweight nylon tropical vintage shirts and pants and convertibles, so you can turn the pants into shorts. And they wear mere ounces and supposedly wick your sweat away, and they make you look like Dr. Livingston, I presume.
Are you still using YouTube TV?
I still using YouTube
YouTube TV.
Yeah, I forgot to cancel it.
I also forgot to cancel it. So I have until June 4th.
But that's another thing you can do with Google Assistant. I don't know if you can do it with the one on the iPhone, but if you have the little device, you can say, if you've DVR'd the ball game, you could say, watch the ball game on my living room TV. Mm-hmm. And it will, in theory, I haven't tried this, play it on your TV from Google TV.
In theory, you should be able to AirPlay your Google TV to your Apple TV now.
Yeah.
Today, the app was updated.
They just added that. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
So let's take a look at the Apple TV, and let's see if we can AirPlay a little bit of The Matrix.
We have an Apple TV here, as you can see.
Yeah, so I could not get this to work before, I will tell you.
Yeah, lately, AirPlay has been funky.
Okay, so first of all,
are we all on the same Wi-Fi network? That's the first thing to check.
Oh, that is a good... Well, it actually AirPlayed, so if you show
you
my
screen...
You
wouldn't even see it if you weren't on the same network.
So, yeah, here's my Apple TV.
Yeah.
And then now you can show that TV, TV.
Oh, there's The Matrix, ladies and gentlemen.
It's got it, and it's playing, or is it paused?
It's just 23 seconds in.
Pausing. So if you see...
And that's from your... Which app?
That's from the YouTube TV app.
YouTube TV app.
We tried to test it before. So if you show my screen again, this is exactly what happened. You press AirPlay, and we hope it would work for you. And then you press play, and it gets...
It doesn't.
It goes a little bit. A little.
Haywire?
A little, we get a little.
Just a little haywire.
And then that's enough. And I tried regular TV because I thought maybe it was like too long to download or something. But it should just be streaming it. So if we wanted to watch a little bit of NBA The Jump, which is live, let's try that. Connected to AirPlay. It says connected to AirPlay, but that's your scene.
Pausing.
So if anyone has gotten this to work, let me know. I feel that I am doing everything right. It is just not working.
So this is announcing AirPlay. Okay,
And it says that.
I don't even see the AirPlay icon on mine.
You don't? Did you update your...
I see a Google Cast icon. Yeah, it's updated.
You updated because it just came out today, so you have to update
it. No, and I checked to make sure.
And you don't see the AirPlay?
In my app store. See, I have announcing AirPlay. It's been updated May 22nd, version 102.
And you don't even
open
see it. Your Chromecast icon disappeared.
What network is the Apple TV on?
Office.
Oh, well, I'm on a different network. So should I try it?
Sure, you try it.
Because then I could spoil Fargo for you. So we're going to go back to YouTube TV. And now I am on the same network as the Apple TV. And would I see it here? That's
Cast. I saw it next to the
Chromecast. Cast.
Yeah, next to the Chromecast.
Maybe I need to exit out. Let's try it again because I wasn't on the... Wi-Fi at first. So let's try it again. And it's launching. And I'm going to go to my library, some fine shows that I've already DVR'd, as it were.
And it's still not... What if you play something? Will it then show once you start
playing something? We'll start at the beginning because
yes,
you haven't
please.
Seen any of
Thank
these.
Thank you.
And anyway, it's...
And if you touch it, do you...
Now that's a treat.
Ah!
There it is.
Ah! Ah! Let's...
Okay. It's up here.
Oh, okay. So that's something Apple does to protect people from taking over your... Oh, it's playing.
Well, if you can get past
the ad. It's playing the ad. Why, you were able to play the ad but not the show?
Well, I don't think...
I think it's the same darn thing, isn't it?
Why could it work for you and not for me?
Because I'm better than you.
We have the same exact iPad. Let's see if it gets fun.
Oh, maybe this is where it falls apart. Maybe this is where it goes
Apple.
Bad. Come on, baby.
Now, we could Chromecast
it. I do this
it.
A lot, by the way, in our house.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. You can do it.
Does that
you
help
can do
saying
it.
That?
No. It feels so good. It says connected to AirPlay. This is spinning. This is, but our TV is blank. Blank. Yeah, this isn't this
Sad.
Year's. This is last year's. This is season 3.
And now it's just blank.
It's blank. Blank, blankety blank. What's funny is the ad played.
Yeah, maybe that's the trick.
Hello?
You're paying $40 a month for that.
I might cancel this.
I already did. You can cancel now.
Can I?
Yeah, cancel
but
now.
But I might not. We're thinking of cord cutting.
Well, don't you have a Chromecast TV?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So that, but you need this.
Because this is the locals. That is, how do you get your locals? Because you're a cord cutter.
I'm a cord cutter. We've been, I mean, I will tell you that Marco is very happy with watching basketball in our house, and we've never.
How does he watch it?
With Google YouTube TV.
Well, you just canceled it.
Right, but I have
you
until June 4th. You
canceled.
You
very
pay.
Unhappy.
No, he wanted to cancel it. He doesn't like to pay for anything.
Except the NBA playoffs, but they'll be over by June 4th.
He doesn't like, he would just not watch them. He doesn't think they're
but
worth.
But you said very happy watching.
He's
them.
Very happy, but he doesn't think it's, he's not $40 a month happy. He's very cheap. But I still love him. He has many good qualities.
Well, it's a good quality, actually.
It is.
I would say that's one of the good qualities. Well.
I know.
Yeah, sure, you betcha. You know, sometimes this doesn't work so well, mm-hmm, but sometimes mm-hmm. it does.
You betcha.
Right now, it's not working at all. I think that's kind of a shame. Well, maybe if I try the next episode. Oh, don't look.
Is that the one?
That's her. Now
no,
I'm getting
you've
the
given
ad.
Me everything.
The ad
her
works
haircut
great.
Haircut tells me where what year it is.
It does tell you what year it is.
You ruined it all.
It's 2010.
Don't.
That's not a spoiler. That's not a spoiler. It's based on a true story.
Okay, that's not a spoiler.
That's not a spoiler. Actually, by the way, you know that it never is based on a true story?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a joke.
Yeah.
It's not really based on, it's a running joke.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm really enjoying this Hyundai ad, and boy, it's crystal clear.
Oh, boy.
How come the ad, I get, maybe it's loading. Maybe if we just, maybe it's loading, like it doesn't want to buffer. So it's just loading like a whole hour TV show because it doesn't want a buffer. You think that's it?
That's a spoiler too, Marsworm, because it could be South Dakota, it could be North Dakota, it could be Minnesota.
Actually, it's all over the state this time.
What does I don't want spoilers mean to you?
I don't think that spoils anything.
Okay, let's
it
talk
means
about-
you don't want information that will spoil the show. That's what it means to
I
me.
I want an information blackout, totally.
A
okay.
spoiler is like Darth Vader is Luke's son. That's a spoiler. But saying that Darth Vader is in Star Wars, that's not a spoiler.
That's true. Okay. I told you I would tell you about our air quality in here, so I'm going to. This is Aware.
It smells good.
And it works. This is Aware. It is a smart device.
So this is an
device.
Air quality, by the way, pay no attention to that giant
yeah.
plug in the back. That's actually not.
Right. You plug this into
your
wall.
You plug this wall. Into a wall outlet.
Yeah, you plug this into the wall, and it looks beautiful. And then.
So it looks like it's like one of those little Renews-It that you plug into the plug.
It's nicer than that.
Yeah.
And it
it's
is.
It's like an air freshener. So it's not a freshener. It's a
no.
tester.
And it's also a nightlight. So if you don't know, you know, you can tap it or you can use the app to turn the light off and on if
oh,
you want.
Oh, that glows.
And you plug in your smart devices to
wait
it.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
You have to turn on the nightlight? The whole premise of a nightlight is that it's on all night.
Well,
if it's dark, I have to find the nightlight.
Well, you turn
to
it
turn
on before you go to bed.
Oh.
You want it on all the time.
There must be a control that says just turn it on at night.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure there is. Okay. Yeah. So you would plug in a device like
that's
an
nice.
Air
so it doesn't
purifier.
Take, yeah. It doesn't take up a plug.
It doesn't take
you can
a plug.
Replug.
But you can also put like an air purifier or a dehumidifier or yeah, or a fan.
So you can say if the humidity gets over 90% dehumidifier. That's neat. How much is this thing?
This is $100. So it's not cheap, mm-hmm. but if you care, it's good for people with allergies.
And what information does it give you? Pollen? That would be for allergies.
Yes, so I don't know.
Carbon monoxide? Carbon dioxide?
Yes. So it is giving you the temperature. The humidity, the
yeah.
CO2.
CO2.
And chemicals.
Chemicals. We don't want chemicals.
And here's the trend.
You know, oxygen's a chemical.
It's true.
Just saying. Hydrogen,
so
chemical.
It's been measuring my
bad
living
chemicals.
Room. Over the last week, and
well, now why? So was somebody smoking a cigar in there? Was Marco?
No, nobody smokes, but it'll give you alert like, oh, your CO2 is high. Start doing whatever you do to lower the CO2. No one's smoking. I don't know what the deal is in our house.
It doesn't do things like fancy things like sample for mold or
chemicals.
Whatever chemicals that
yes.
might be.
Or the CO2. See, my CO2 is It was very high, and then something happened in here. This was my house.
You opened
this
is a window.
Here.
I bet you were just, you know, the windows are closed.
Yes, that's what I do. I do open the window when it warns me, because it'll warn me on my Apple Watch or it'll warn me on my iPhone.
Some fresh air in.
Yeah. Let's see. There's some other features that I think the iPhone app is much better. So let's take a look at that.
That's kind of cool.
I think it
I
is.
I like that idea. I worry about snake oil, you know, like the... Mm-hmm. That it
That's
might
right,
say
you
it's testing for things that, you know, I mean, what is chemicals? What does that mean?
True. So, yeah, it gives me all these alerts. Well, CO2, for sure, it's giving me the alert.
That's
I know
important.
What CO2 is.
CO2, but that's breathing. Mm-hmm. CO, carbon monoxide, that's deadly.
Right. And you need those.
I have a CO pretty good
it's
detector
required.
All over the house. Oh, is it required now?
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. you have a new house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you sell your house, it's required. You can choose general. That'll just let you keep your air safe and comfortable, breathe easy. Allergy, if you're sensitive to dust or humidity, it'll monitor things that'll trigger your allergies.
What is the allergen situation right now? Because it feels like there's a high, everybody's got stuffed up noses. It feels like it's a high allergy.
Yeah.
Because Petaluma is famous for allergy sufferers being not a good place because there's grasses, lots of grasses.
Mm-hmm. Our air is fresh and toxin free. No
wow,
more coughing and sneezing.
Nice. Nice
Inside
job,
here.
John. Good job.
Yeah, good job.
I wonder if when we were getting the roof tarred last week, if it would have, I wish we'd had it then, and it could say, you know, hey, get out of there. Quick, get out of the house.
Right.
It's going to suffocate.
It would say that, probably.
Would it?
I don't know. I think
it,
I wish.
They should call it canary.
We should keep it in here and see when they're, are they done with the roof?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess we can't test.
That's why it's air is fresh and clear.
Okay,
it
so
is.
Here's where maybe this is snake oil. I haven't ever used an air purifier. Have you?
Yes.
Okay, so you can buy one and then you plug it into that device.
So there's different kinds of air purifiers. There's ionizers, which I think is, kind of bogus. But there are then HEPA filters that actually suck air in and filter it and push it out.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess, I don't have massive allergies, but I would guess if you were very sensitive, that would help.
What about keeping a good, optimal environment for sleep?
That's important. Now, and that's temperature, probably humidity, probably carbon dioxide. So you could set it for that,
mm-hmm.
and it would know.
What about productivity? Are you ever feeling unfocused or groggy?
The hotel we're staying at in Machu Picchu pumps oxygen into the rooms.
Oh.
That would help your productivity.
Maybe you should bring this with you to Machu Picchu.
Oh, wouldn't that be interesting?
And then just see what the weather is like.
That would be interesting.
Be aware, it is $100. It's not cheap. But if you have issues with air, if you have air issues.
They're telling me the Canary, which is a camera that monitors your home.
Air.
Has air quality.
Yeah, there probably are devices that do more than one of these things.
Mm. CO helps you sleep, the big sleep.
That's
not the sleep you want.
Let's not do that one.
This is not the sleep you're looking for.
You know what I like to do before I go to bed?
Read a magazine?
I love reading magazines.
This, I neglected mentioning this is a travel app, though it really is for me a travel app. We're talking about texture. It's like Netflix for magazines.
And you can download, too.
And you, well, absolutely. What I do is I favorite the magazines I like. Lisa does the same because you can have it on five different devices, so we share one account. And Michael, we're going to save Boys, Life, and Highlights for Children.
Oh.
That'll go over well. If there's a Minecraft magazine in there, I will save that. So, actually, there are quite a few technology magazines. So, Texture has over 200 magazines, and it's the full magazine. You're not getting, you know, abridged. This is every page, everything, the ads and everything of the major magazines in the United States. You don't have to subscribe to them. You don't have to buy them. Your $10 a month Texture subscription gives you unlimited access to everything. The New Yorker, Rolling Stone, the Atlantic. National Geographic. Look at these. Look at the list. Everything you want is on there. There are a few magazines that I would subscribe to, except I don't want a pile of paper weighing down my coffee table. So what I do is I get it on Texture. So National Geographic, the photos look actually better on your iPad or your phone than they do on a printed page. Absolutely. Wired magazine. There's always an article in Wired I want to read. This month's Wired, they have a big article on the new Apple campus. I want to read that. Fast Company. I'm in radio, so I'm interested. I get Billboard. I get Variety. I get Ad Age. Do you like to cook? All the great cooking magazines are in there. So I have tons of recipes. And I don't have to buy these magazines at the newsstand. I don't have to subscribe. I get it in my texture app. I love it. The iPad turns out to be a great device for reading magazines. And look, Life magazine. I didn't even know Life's still around. Look at that. Wow. That, I grew up reading Life. Cosmo, too. I take all the quizzes. So it's a really great app. Selected as one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. I'm not surprised. You don't have to pay for it. You can try it right now for 2 weeks free. So if you're about to go on vacation, now's the time. Texture.com/twit. It is, for me, you know, the ultimate travel app because I don't, when I'm on an airplane, I need stuff to read. Yeah, look at that. Oh, you know what? You see, you can just tap the table of contents and go right to the article. And I think this is better than reading it on the page.
This is totally how I text, too, just in my bra and underwear. Yeah. Thank you, Cosmo. Yeah.
Cosmo knows. The booty call bro. The pen pal. Look at this. Don't you want to know what the text messaging, how the kids are doing today?
I do. What is that?
It's all in there. It's all in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? See, this is what I mean. So, look, I probably normally I wouldn't have seen that article. I don't have Cosmo on my coffee table. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, because it's in texture. You see all this. It's like the most amazing world of entertainment is just sitting there waiting for you. Normally $9.99 a month for over 200 magazines. Again, free for the next 2 weeks if you go to texture.com/twit. I don't know why you aren't using it.
I am. Right, it's now. Like candy for
it's
me.
Like, it's like the awesomest.
It's like when I have, like, I've done all my to-do lists.
Yeah, it's your treat.
And I just, like, leave mom alone.
Right.
I'm going to spend some time reading about how a cure for the business traveler blues.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what's interesting is, by the way, they now have a share icon, so you can click on any story to pin it on Pinterest, save it to Evernote. So if you want to keep it forever, I have, you get early access, by the way, which is really nice to stuff that isn't on the newsstand yet. And then I favorited, you know, 4 or 5 magazines, and it will, okay, Maxim, who put that in there?
Maybe keep showing mine and not Leo's.
That wasn't me. People Life. Magazine. I don't read People Magazine. No, these are my guilty pleasures. Self. Some of these are obviously our Lisa's. Shutterbug. I read that. Sports Illustrated. Vanity Fair. Travel and Leisure. The New Yorker. These are all mine. Hollywood Reporter. But Lisa and I, as I said, share. So we favorite it, and these are automatically downloaded. All of these magazines, I haven't done anything, are on, you know, all of Consumer Reports. I can read it all now. On my iPad. I love this. I don't know why I'm going on and on. Just go to texture.com/twit and read it. You'll love it.
I really like it, too.
Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm. Feedback time.
FB. We call it FB.
FB.
Oh, it sounds like it's bad news.
Susie. No, it's not bad news, actually.
Okay. I don't
if
like
we don't know the answer, it's bad news for Susie.
Uh-oh.
Susie's a truck driver. She's transitioning to back-end web development. And she writes, because of Megan's high praise of the iPhone, I have decided to make the switch. I've just gotten the iPhone 7 plus my previous phone, the iPhone 7 Plus. My previous phone is a Pixel XL and a OnePlus 3, which I prefer over the Pixel.
Oh, she was an Android fan.
Mm-hmm. I convinced her. Now I have a responsibility to give her the apps she needs.
Yeah. It's like when you save somebody's life. Then
I did save Susie's life.
Now you're responsible for everything
I am. So she says, what are the must-have apps? I have an Echo and a Google Home, so I have those. I do like Google's Keep. Is there something like that for the iPhone?
Keep.
Google Keep, which I use regularly.
I think a lot of Android people think that you can't get the same. You can. You can get almost all of Google stuff and Microsoft stuff and everybody else's stuff because iPad is the premier platform. iPhone is the premier platform, so almost everything's on iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
The exception is that there are things Apple doesn't let you do. For instance, if you use a Wi-Fi analyzer on your Pixel or your OnePlus 3, you won't be able to find a Wi-Fi analyzer, something like geeky like that, on an iPhone because Apple doesn't let third-party apps have access to the signal from the Wi-Fi antennas. That's all. It's stuff like that that's missing. Everything mm-hmm. else you'll find.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if you are used to Google, then the Google Assistant, for sure, on the iPhone.
Yeah.
I was suspect of it because I thought it would be just like, I'll never use it because I can't press the Siri button. But like I said, you know, like you said before,
Google,
just to ask.
As we mentioned a few weeks ago, makes its calendar app available now. And that's I think it's a better app than the Apple app.
Mm-hmm.
And keep watching the show because every week we pick our favorite app. Mm-hmm. There's some great games that are not available on Android. In fact, I think better games on iOS than Android easily. Mm-hmm. So if you like, you know, casual gaming, you'll find a ton of stuff. We mentioned Vainglory, Redfish, which is fun. Red Herring?
Red Herring.
That's a fun game.
I think, yeah, go through. We put all the links. Joined us later, you don't have to watch every single show going back in the archives. You can, but you can also see all the links at twit.tv/iOS.
There's very little you can't get now that you're on the premier mobile platform.
Mm-hmm. And get yourself some iMessage stickers because you've new whole world has opened up to you.
Oh, iMessage. Yeah, they just call it messages now, but it's better to say iMessage so people understand what we're talking about. Messages, wow. And that's one thing Google does not do well. They do not have a good unified messaging strategy. Mm-hmm. Apple, it's messages, that's it, and everybody uses it, and it's great as long as you're talking to people on iPhones. Doesn't, you know, it's not, you know, fancy dancy on Android. Can I mention Bill Atkinson's app? We don't talk about this enough, but PhotoCard is a great app for sending pictures. If you have a picture that you took that you want to send somebody, it sends very nice, high quality. This was our Christmas card. We actually used it for our Christmas card this year. But you buy credits and you can take one of Bill's fabulous nature photos and make a beautiful glossy postcard. Or you can take one of your own photos. Bill prints them and mails them. So your correspondence, you can get an email with a card, but the correspondence also get a physical card. And I think this is one of the travel apps I'm going to use. I'm going to send back postcards. And instead of just buying a postcard when I'm somewhere, I'm going to take one of my better pictures, put it on here, and send it off. So that's PhotoCard. That's a free app, but you want to buy credits for the for postage, for mailing.
Mm-hmm. And we recommended Google Keep because you enjoyed Google Keep, but also check out Notes on Apple. They basically Notes and Reminders are great. They used to be really simple, and basically they just sort of stole all of the features that all the other apps included. So Google, I mean, don't you think? Notes started out pretty basic, but now you can you can share notes, you can lock notes, you can add photos to notes, you can draw on notes, and reminders are great too. Just, you know, remind me to do whatever in a half an hour, remind me when I'm at Target to buy toilet paper, that sort of thing. And, you know, I'm not a back-end web developer, and I don't know if you said you're transitioning to being a back-end web developer. I don't know if that means you're in school. So if there's anybody has apps for someone in school or someone, if you're a back-end web developer and there's some apps on the iPhone that you love.
I can recommend one that I use a lot. It's called Coda, Coda. You may be familiar with it on your Macintosh. But it comes from Panic, and it is, I don't actually have it installed right now, but if you do back-end web development, it's a FTP, it's a text editor, it actually lets you code for the web, and it's built, I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's a very powerful HTML, Java, Perl, JavaScript editor, Coda from Panic. For your particular profession, is great. And my gosh, you now can play with this amazing Swift Playgrounds app that Apple offers. Since you're a developer, I would absolutely take a look at this. It's really keyed for people who are learning to code, but there's some fun stuff in here, and maybe you want to learn Swift, which is rapidly becoming the default language for iOS as well as macOS, and I think it's a fabulous language. So, I mean, there's some pretty good stuff in here. This is a fun thing to play with as well. There's great. We could go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
We've done how many hundreds of shows about great apps, must have apps for your iPad and your iPhone. Welcome.
This might be a stumper. You ready for it? I have not prepared you for this.
Okay.
Robert Hafer in St. Charles, Missouri wants to mount his iPad on the wall of his home. He's figured out how to do it, but he wants a way to be able to talk to Siri from across the room. So he wants to use it.
Hey, you know who.
But like from all the way across the room.
Well, just shout.
Well, he wants to know if there's like a kind of microphone that you could attach, like a Bluetooth microphone or like any.
There are tons of microphones.
Would that work with Siri? Would you be able to, would a third party microphone work?
Oh, that's interesting.
What he says, is there an external microphone that I can connect to the iPad that would let family members talk to Siri from across the room? So, like, they don't want to be like, They want to just be able to say, like, you know, because there is.
So the question is, would the iPad be always listening over this external microphone instead of its own microphone? It's always listening on its own microphone.
Right.
My guess is not.
Because I know with the
But wait a minute, you can do that with your AirPods, right? You can say, hey, Siri, or no.
Yes, you can. No, you don't have to say it.
Well,
you
that's
just press
the thing.
The
you
button.
Tap it. But,
that's the AirPods.
But that's then, the AirPods.
But he's talking about family members.
So let me ask the chat room. If you have Bluetooth, you know, a Bluetooth headset, not the AirPods because they're special, but if you have a Bluetooth headset, without touching anything, can you say, hey, you know who, hey, Shlomo, and it will wake up and respond to you? I don't think so. I think that's an interesting question.
It chat is room, an interesting
what
question.
What do you think? There are many Bluetooth and remote microphones, but the question is whether you could activate Siri from the remote microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the AirPods, you have to tap it.
Mm-hmm.
You tap it twice, right, to get Siri going?
And you'd all have to have them, and I don't know if you more than one person could connect to it.
I am guessing not. However, as somebody points out in the chat room, there have been strong rumors that Apple's going to make a standalone Siri, right? Like the Echo, like the Google Home.
Because the Echo has a remote that you can just talk to from anywhere, like if you're in the other room.
Yeah, but the Echo also has a Ray mics built in designed to hear you across the room and does a quite a good job.
It does.
In fact, so good that we have Echoes in multiple rooms and they'll all go, what?
Mm-hmm.
But so Amazon, once people started getting multiple Echoes, actually put in software that says, well, where are they loudest? Use that Echo to respond. They'll all go bloop, but then the one that's closest to you will respond.
I have noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I am thinking that, you know, June 5th, I won't be here, but June 5th, that's when I'll leave for vacation. We'll talk. I mean, you guys could talk about it June 6th on iOS today, or June 5th, I should say. Apple's got its WWDC. There's such a good rumor. I think it's true that Apple's going to do standalone Siri devices, and that's what you want.
With a screen? Has there been a rumor that there will be a screen? Because I think that is
that's
what
the
he's...
patent.
Yeah.
But if it didn't have a screen, one of the ways the Echo works is if you have a Kindle tablet and you're running the Amazon Echo app, it will pop up on the screen, just like the Amazon Show is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It will pop up on the screen. I wonder, that's why. We don't know. It depends what Apple does with this Siri device, but that would be a smart thing for it to do, to see if there's an attached iPad and then pop up the information on the iPad. Let's say you ask Siri to play some music. Wouldn't you like to see the album art and information about the song on your screen as you listen? Yes. Oh, CJ says you can vocally invoke Siri from both a wired headset and a Bluetooth headset.
Oh.
So there's your answer right there. Is you get, you know, and there's a million of them, get a Jawbone Jam box or one of these. What was the one Father Robert had the other day at the Maker Faire? It was kind of cute.
That was the Fugu?
The Fugu, F-U-G-U. That's a Bluetooth phone, you know, speaker phone. You pair it to your iPad, and then you put it in the middle of the room or wherever people are going to be speaking, and they can speak to the Fugu and wake it. Apparently, it does. Oh. It does. People are saying it will. Bluetooth speakers will wake up Siri.
So now we got hands your free. Answer. Bluetooth speaker.
Try All before right. you buy.
We've got one more question.
Okay.
You ready for it? Will from South City, California, speaking of Bluetooth, writes, I thought recently that I have more and more Bluetooth devices connected to my phone, and what a world we're living in, having technology that can't be used without a phone. It's done wonders for creating lots of new tech, even if they rely on the phone app. But I was wondering how many Bluetooth devices are too many. It's almost like the dongle paradox. But now I have a wireless dongles that are sleep monitors, fitness activity trackers, pet activity trackers, electricity monitors, etc. It's really becoming a lot to manage, especially if I wanted to travel with all these things. So I don't know if that was a question. More of just a
But he wants to know, I'm thinking, what the maximum number of paired Bluetooth devices is for an iPhone. And I'm sure there is a theoretical limit.
Yeah,
I haven't.
I think we've talked about this before.
I think we have two.
One,
I haven't
two, three,
ever hit
four,
it.
Five, six, seven, eight, yeah. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. I have 14 devices here. So you can see.
One of the things we know from the tracker, which is a Bluetooth low energy or BLE device, is Bluetooth low energy limits you to 10 Bluetooth LE devices.
Mm-hmm.
The official Bluetooth specification, let me look here. And, you know, we're not confusing this with paired versus active, because you can only have one thing active at a time. But if but paired, I think you can have more than Apple apparently says. You can pair as many devices as you want, but only one can be connected at a time. So I'm looking at a discussion thread at Apple.com. How many devices can you pair to Bluetooth via the iPhone? And Apple apparently says there's no limit to the number of paired devices, but Bluetooth specification limits you to 7 connected devices. I don't think you're going to see that very often. And we know Bluetooth LE is limited to 10 devices. So that's a good question. I wouldn't worry about it yet. Let me see how many I have. I bet I have more than you. How many did you say you had?
12, is that what I
have? Wow, maybe I don't. That's a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 devices.
Oh, you win. It's a good party game.
17 devices.
Whoever has the most devices connected
gets the
to
keys
Bluetooth.
To my car.
Or he has to buy the first round of drinks. That's what I would say.
Okay, that's a better one. Yeah, 17 devices. So I don't know if there's a theory. Must be a theoretical limit, but it's pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you don't have enough devices
paired,
you need
a tracker.
A tracker so that you have more. If you want to be like Leo, you need some trackers.
I got a tracker. These are cool. Trackers are the size of about a quarter. They weigh less because they're anodized aluminum. They do have, unlike some of these other Bluetooth tracking devices, you can change the battery. So it's Bluetooth LE. It'll last a long time, but it does depend on how you use it, how many times you press the button to say, where's my phone, things like that. But when the battery dies sometime between, sometimes I get 6 months, mostly you're going to get a year. It's easy enough. You just pop out the battery, put in a new one, and it goes and goes and goes. The idea is you put these on the things you lose. So keys, first thing, right? I have one on my key fob. Pets, they actually are small enough to put on a pet collar, and they have a waterproof enclosure that you could put it in case your pet gets wet. Most pets do from time to time. You could also attach it to your bike, right? To your luggage, to your remote controls, your purse, all sorts of things. Now, here's the thing. You pair it to your phone. You can pair up to 10 different trackers to an individual phone. And by the way, you can share pairing. So you and the kids can all be paired to the same devices. Don't worry about that. You have two-way separation alerts. So when you leave your tracker behind, your phone will beep at you. But you can also have it set so that when you leave your phone behind, your keys or wherever your tracker's attached to would beep at you. And you notice on the tracker, there's a little button. You press that. Even if your phone's silenced, it will ring. So if you leave your phone in the cushions, it'll make some noise. Or you could ask your Amazon Echo. Did you know that? You could say, where are my keys? The new Tracker Pixel, which just came out, has powerful LED lights built in. So you can trigger the lights. And, if it's under the covers, that happens to me a lot. Like, the lights are bright enough, you'll see those. And by the way, it comes in those 4 seasonal colors. All the trackers work with a crowdsourced GPS network. There it is. Look at that glowing. That's kind of cool. All of them are part of this giant tracker network. There are 4.5 million trackers out there. And that means anybody running the tracker app, if they walk by your device, the tracker app will communicate with your tracker app saying, I just saw Leo's keys, and let you know. And since there's trackers all over the world, 4.5 million, that means there's pretty much nowhere your keys can go that you can't find them. You ever lose stuff? I lose it all the time. Go to thetracker.com, load up your shopping basket, and just before checkout, use the offer code iOS today and get 20% off any tracker package. Wow. Again, the promo code iOS today for 20% off any tracker package at thetracker, thetracker.com. So, they're famous in Peru for the hats.
Oh.
Not that hat.
This is not a Peruvian hat.
But this isn't a Peruvian hat either, but it's still pretty cute. I'm thinking of wearing it up into the Andes.
You for sure should.
It's a panda. It's a panda bear.
That is a cute panda.
And they're very famous. You know, Peru's famous for the Peruvian tree panda.
I don't think that's true. No. Why are we wearing hats, Leo?
Because Sarah Lane thought it'd be a good idea, and her legacy lives on. She calls these... and we do too now, the App Cap.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to award the App Cap prize to our favorite apps of the week. You start.
Okay. Well, a few weeks ago, I told you about Digit, an app for those of us who are not good at spending money. Not everyone is married to a cheapskate, as I am, who naturally helps me save money. Otherwise, I would be in total debt. But I use an app like Digit, and now Digit started charging a fee to save money, So now I've found another one called Dubot.
Dubot. Oh, all the bots fell down in your...
Yeah, so that's what I've saved. So I want to save. I'm going to add a goal. Hi, Megan. Can I help you with a goal?
Yeah.
And I'd say yes. I'm saving for... What should I save for?
Goal name. Leo's birthday present.
Leo's birthday present.
Plenty of time to save up for a big gift.
A gift. Yeah, it does give me a lot of time.
Yeah, and
Now, return. Go
it's
away.
It's an iPhone app.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Can you go away?
That's not going to fix anything.
Good luck.
I hate that.
I hate it, too. It went away. So I need to get there. Okay, let's try this again on my iPhone.
Yeah, because it cut off text, too.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
Leo's birthday gift.
Continue. Oh, because you connected. Keep it connected to the keyboard, right?
It's okay. Keep it connected to the keyboard.
There you got to put it up. Put it down there. There you go. Okay. Now, continue. Just turn your head sideways, everybody. And you, how much will you need? $1,000.
I will need $1,000.
Now you have to do it on the keyboard. Okay. Oh, this is getting good. Continue. And you need it by November 29th, 2017.
So?
I'd say make it November 1st. That way you'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, November 2017. Okay. Continue. Estimates are okay. I think it'll be about $1,000. Then I create the goal. Now I need a photo. And there's a good photo.
Good photo of the guy you're buying the gift
for. Right. They say that if you have a photo, then
a photo
you're
of
more
the thing you're
save.
Saving up for
yeah.
or the thing you're saving up for.
Yeah, so I'm going to make this just
good,
like
that's good.
That.
That's great. I'm looking at you, kid.
Nice. I'll add to this goal amount. So now I'm saving $1,000 for Leo's birthday gift.
Yeah.
And a trip. I'm also saving for a trip to Australia.
Right. That'll be less than my birthday gift.
Yeah. Let's add money to goal. I could add money from my checking account. I won't do that now because I actually have connected to this to my checking account. And who knows what I'll be about to show. So you are going to get an amazing gift.
That's nice.
So here's what it does. And it uses algorithms to decide when my bills are.
When you say transfer, it doesn't do it right away. It waits until you use a good moment.
I could transfer whenever I wanted to.
It will also do more.
Yes, but it'll do it. Yeah, according to.
See, I need something like this.
When the money comes in, when the money regularly goes out, Dubot, and it's free. So yeah, if I want to transfer money, and it's FDIC insured, so it's.
So it's like a bank.
Yeah.
The bank of the Dubot.
I could. Withdraw money from my Dubot savings to buy. I have $20 available right now, so I'll have to wait, until November. So
Dubot.
That is it, Dubot.
Well, we talked about productivity. We did to-do lists some time ago, but we didn't mention, and somebody sent us an email, probably the king of the to-do list, certainly one of the most expensive to-do lists on the iPad, Things. Well, lo and behold, this week, Things 3 came out, and they have a discount, like a 26% discount. So if you're inclined to upgrade or buy, you might want to do that right now. I think it's, $16.99. It's not cheap. But Things is really built around the getting things done principle. So there are a few things about getting things done that are unique. One thing is you've got to have a trustworthy inbox that you can just dump stuff into. And that's what we're in right now. Plus, just things to do. Spend $1,000 on Megan's birthday gift.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. On Megan. Good. Yeah, this turnabout is fair play. Mm-hmm. You could type in notes. Of course, like any to-do list, you can set a due date. They have a very extensive tagging capability. You can even bundle tags. And I'll show you in a second. You can also do projects. So you may, in fact, have a checklist of things that will, first open bank account, second, rob bank. And then third, escape to Mexico. And then that's so, and then I forgot what else. I can flag it with a deadline. Okay, that's in addition to the due date. So that's that even makes it more sophisticated. So now, right now, what I'm just doing is dumping things into an inbox. You can move them also into today, into upcoming. In fact, this will import your calendar. So it will even get your calendar from your iPad and add things to that. Now, because I haven't given due dates on this, I am showing up as any time. And as with most getting things done methodologies, you have some way of taking things that you aren't going to do today, you're not going to do tomorrow, but maybe you'll do them someday. You put that in the maybe someday. Once you've completed things, they get added to your logbook. And you can, of course, make projects. So you can have a project that has multiple to-dos in it. And you can group projects and to-dos based on areas like, well, this is work, this is home, this is plumbing, whatever subject matter. We're going to make a new project, which is, let's see, bake a cake. And then once you have a project, you can add individual tap or drag the plus button to create a new to-do. So you can add new to-dos to this and create the whole project. Now, it's a lot of money for what is a fundamentally kind of a simple thing, but it's really more than, you know, in fact, this is nice. It comes with the brand new things, comes with some, you know, things you can do so that you understand a little bit better. You can have spoken to-dos, turn Siri on. There's an action extension, which lets you create to-dos from Safari, or you just basically from Share. So you, the one I immediately add is my email, right? Because most to-dos end up coming from something somebody told me to do from my email. There is a widget, which you can put, of course, in your widgets and your notifications, so you can keep a list of your to-do. And the most important thing is things also available on the Mac and your iPhone. So you may want to have things on all of your devices sync together. And I think, you know, it's there are people who swear by this app, and I think any to-do app that really does help you is going to be, I think, great. I don't use this for my to-do list, but I know many of you do. It's very easy to drag it around. Very easy when you've created something to add more information, like this is for my vacation. I'm going to add a tag for travel, and so I can get all my travel stuff together into a group. So I'm showing it to you because they've just updated it, brand new. It is a little pricey, but I know a lot of people think things is the bee's knees. It is, and I have to give it credit for this, the most straightforward way to implement getting things done. There's Omni
Focus,
which is more elaborate and more expensive. This is kind of in between that and the simple to-do list like Google Keep or Apple's Reminders list. I think it's nice, and I wanted to show people Things 3, brand new this week. And if you do think you're going to buy it, take advantage of the discount because that ends May 26th.
You can also do a trial for Mac because you have to buy it for the Mac separately. Mac, it's $50 for the Mac. It's $10 from the iPhone.
Yeah.
The only trial is on the Mac. You can do that for 15 days. So that's what I would say. Try it for 15 days on your Mac.
So the $8 you saw, that's the iPhone version. iPad version is $16. Mac version, I can't remember, but I think it's even more expensive.
Yeah, it's $49.99 regularly, yeah. But I don't know if they have the 26% discount
on that. You know, it's worth it. If it really helps you get things done, I think the price is well worth it.
You'd know in 15 days, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's very helpful. Well, I tell you one thing we got to do. Wrap this show up.
We do. So I always get a little sad at this part of the show because it's over and we're not going to see you till
next week.
Next week, yes. We're going to have some great apps.
Wait a minute. Next week's Memorial Day. I don't know if we're here. Are we here?
No,
we're not.
We're not here.
So we will be thinking about our those who have served and given their all for this country on Memorial Day, and we'll be back the following week.
Will you be on vacation?
Which is June 5th, and I will not be here.
Well, Nate,
I'll never see you again. I'm going to the mountains.
So that $1,000 birthday gift, am I not going to get that? Well, then you're not going to get it either. I'm going to save for something else. Nate Olivares-Giles will be here too. You've seen him on TNT.
You've seen him. Nate's
He'll be
great.
Here for the first two shows, and then the third one, Jason Snell will be here.
And I will see you. I'll be back June 19th. I think I might be a little jet lagged. I'll be a little groggy.
You're going to miss three shows, but we'll survive without you. Maybe.
I think it's only two.
Okay, well.
Unless you don't want me to come in on the 19th. I get back on Sunday, the day before. I might be tired. I don't know. Let's see.
Okay, we'll see.
Only time will tell.
I want you for as many shows as I can get you.
Thanks for joining us. I want you for every show. Make sure you tune in. We do the show Monday afternoon about 1:30 noon. I don't know. Yep. Sometime.
Mm-hmm. That
in
time,
the early
exactly.
afternoon. That's Pacific time. Let's make it 4 p.m. Eastern time and 2300 UTC. Stop by and watch the show. Enjoy it. If you can't, though, we make on-demand versions available at our website, twit.tv/iOS. We're also on YouTube. And the best thing to do would be get that podcast application you like so much and subscribe so you get every issue right there on. It's like texture for free on your iPad, your iPhone, your computer. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thank you, Megan Maroney.
Thank you, Leo Laporte.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.